Well, I will begin as every speaker thanking the organizers for this nice conference and giving me the opportunity to speak here, and also the congratulating Bruce Allison for his 60th birthday. So I'm going to speak about something that has been already mentioned here, which are Jordan algebras. Well, we have heard about Jordan algebras of fractions here in Kevin's talk, and also of Martindale questions in Jose's talk. So I'm going to speak about general construction, which means in some cases both constructions and some other things. So I wanted to begin with a bit of history of the problem, but Kevin already gave us some highlights of that. So I will just mention a couple of things and the side which was not in Kevin's talk, the side of the story. The first thing is that the problem really originated in Jacobson's question about if one could get a division algebra out of a Jordan domain, which was posed in his blue book, his book of the AMS on Jordan algebras in the 68. And that leads to this Ore problem, Ore constructions of Jordan fractions, and more generally it leads to the problem of constructing this, what appears in the title, so algebras of quotients, which in the most classical case are just fractions, but that if we look at the associative theory, there is a very general theory, and then due to Gabriel and others, about what we should understand by quotients of some kind of range, in that case of associative range. So, as Kevin mentioned, there are two approaches which have turned out to be useful. One of them is let's call it Lie theoretic, which uses partial derivatives and all that Kevin already mentioned and was inaugurated by Martinez. And the other one is the structural approach, which was inaugurated by F. Zelmanov in his papers on Golgi theory. And so both initial papers are for linear algebras, both have been generalized to quadratic, and the Lie theoretic approach, more generally using Fourier's ideas of algebras and all that, by Bolling, and in the case of this Golgi theorems by Fernandez Lopez, García Ruz, and myself. So apart from that, since we have already heard about that, I will speak about this other approach, which is the one I will follow for my construction, which I will mention later. There are some constructions of Jordan algebras of quotients in this setting, and I will not mention them all. So the thing what I want to first to look at is at what should we understand by an algebra of quotients of a Jordan algebra. So the first thing we can do is look at the associative theory, and in the associative theory, okay, you have an algebra. And you look for algebras which are over R, and that have the following properties. You want that any element of the bigger algebra has denominators, which is elements that take you back into R, which are a kind of a good well, this is a left ideal of R, always. So we want that to be a good left ideal of R in a sense that may be interesting to us. So what we want are two things, two conditions. The first one is that dr belongs to a suitable chosen filter of left ideals L of R. And the other condition is that no element here is invisible from R. So we want to that this should happen. So this is our conditions. And well, there is a general theory, as I said, of localization in associative algebras, and the kind of filters that one uses there are which are called Gabriel filters. But I'm not going into that. I will just stick to the one of the classical situations where the filter of ideals is the set of what is called tens, say left ideals of R. And this gives a quite general a class of rings of quotients, and this is the class of quotients we want to generalize to the Jordan situation, because of some reasons, and among them it includes some of the constructions that have already been done in the Jordan setting. So the first thing is, well, what is a dense left ideal? And this is an ideal, a left ideal, of course, such that for every pair of elements this condition holds, where this is just the elements of R that take A back to L. So we want to generalize all that, and of course the first thing we need is a notion of dense. Okay, what plays within in Jordan theory, the role played by left ideals in associative theory is played by inner ideals. So what we need at first is a notion of dense inner ideals. So well, before I go into that, well, once you have that, what you get with the way you construct the algebra of quotients is just taking the limit over the filter of the homomorphism as a module of L into R, and this is this can be given a structure of rings, and this is essentially, this means that you are taking partially defined endomorphisms of R, and then you compound them and all that. So that's the ring you get. So what is a dense inner ideal? The first thing we need is an analog of this ideal here. So what we define for a Jordan algebra is, okay, we take an inner ideal in J, we take an element A, and we define this set. And this turns out to be an inner ideal again, which is good. This is not quite the same as we had in the associative case. We had here we have the elements taken in the whole ring R, but here we have to take them in K so that it becomes an inner ideal. So it's more or less, it should be the analog of this, okay, in the associative theory. But it doesn't matter because this is a filter, so everything works. So this is the analog of that, and we want two things. Well, we have two problems. The first thing is that we want to have non-zero annihilator in some sense of these ideals, these inner ideals, as in the associative case. But there is another problem, which is the following, which is related to the fact that this set of inner ideals should form a filter. and it's the following. In the associative case, if you take a left ideal and you take a couple of elements, and it's easy to see that you have this equality, and then you just need the first 2 points something and not to iterate that. But in the Jordan case, this is not the case anymore. So this is in general not K of some C that you can get out of A and B. So you have to consider all the iterations of this 2-point construction. They call them this way. And work with that instead of just the first 2 point ideal out of K. And the other question is that we must choose a way of annihilating inner ideals, and there are several ways. And of course, if you're thinking from the associative viewpoint, but in the Jordan setting, the Jordan multiplication is symmetric, so you have two ways of symmetrically annihilating something, which are the AND way and the OR way. The AND way means that you left and right annihilate something. The OR way means that you left or right annihilate something. And for an element, you can reflect that in these two kinds of annihilation. This is the usual annihilation for Jordan. So say for an inner ideal, that is that you annihilate no matter where you put the element that annihilates, it goes to zero. And there is another way of annihilating, which is this one. And this corresponds to the OR annihilation, left or right. And this is the way we should choose here because of some reasons that maybe will become apparent later. So this leads us, oh, there's something here. To this definition. For any finite collection of elements of J and any B of J, we have this. Okay, so this is what we understand by a transitive ideal. And of course, there is the question if this is the right definition. And as we will see later, at least at least for non-degenerate algebras, this is the right definition. And for non-degenerate algebras, of course, if an algebra has a dense inner ideal, it must be non-degenerate just from the start, because otherwise you could put here any zero device of 2k0. So, well, this is the notion of dense inner ideal that we will use. And, of course, we need a notion of ring of quotients attached to that. And the notion of ring of quotients, of course, should be a bigger Jordan algebra. And, with the denominators satisfying the analog of these things. What are denominators here? Well, this was already prepared in advance because they were defined before. These are the elements that take all these things back into J. And this is a, which is fortunately, this is an inner ideal. So this is inner ideal of J, or any subalgebra J of Q. So the definition then should be clear. We are asking that for any Q in Q, this extends, and this annihilation condition, but since we have chosen that kind of annihilation, it is clear that what we should ask is this. Okay, so this is an algebra of questions. And the question, well, first I will mention some examples. The question, if there is a maximum, like in the associative theory, there is a maximal algebra of questions, in the natural sense that you have an algebra which will be maximal, if for any other algebra of questions, you can close this diagram with an arrow. And one can show that this arrow is unique, and if there is a maximal algebra of questions, that's unique too. So we can speak about the maximal algebra of questions J. And what we will prove is that using this structural approach that I mentioned earlier, is that we can find the maximal algebra of questions for any non-degenerate Jordan algebra. But first, some examples. Algebra of questions. The first example is, as in the associative case, if you take a dense inner ideal of J, then J is an algebra of questions of K. So in particular, J is an algebra of questions J itself, if it is non-degenerate, and also for any essential ideal, J is an algebra of quotients of I. So this is the first basic example, which is quite easy. So the second example is already an example of algebras of quotients that have already been abstracted. And well, since we have already heard here about the Martindale algebras of quotients or something with a similar name, we can define a Martindale algebra of quotients as one which has for any element, the denominator inner ideal contains an essential ideal of the algebra. So, for any Q and Q, there is an essential ideal inside this, which essentially is the same definition as the one given by Hiller before. And this is also an algebra of quotients in the sense we mentioned here, because, well, for a non-degenerate J, because this means that this is a dense ideal, since it contains this essential, which is the essential idea. Another example, which is related with my work with Panhelio, is when you take the analog of the, I think, Johnson's algebra of quotients, which in the associative case, which is where it is defined, is the algebra of quotients which has the denominator ideals, the essential left ideals of the original ring, but it requires to be, I mean, it exists. you need that the ring is the ring be non-singular. So here what you need is a kind of non-singularity, which is the following. If T is an element of J, okay, well, should be okay to say. That's it. It's an essential zero divisor. If there is an essential inner ideal such that you have that. So having no essential zero divisors is a kind of a strong non-singularity for the algebra, and this is the condition. So if J does not have essential zero divisors, then a dense, for an inner ideal dense, to be dense is the same as to be essential. So the ring of quotients that we constructed with Panielio, which was based in this essential ideal, is a particular case of this ring of quotients. The fourth example are the rings of fractions. And the rings of fractions, well, we need for that a set of elements, of injective elements of J, which form an or a monad, which means that for any couple of elements here, S square and ST then belongs here, and this is non-vacuous. And well, there is the construction of a rings of fractions by Martinez and its generalization, quadratic generalization by Bohm. And basically the idea is that which is also the kind of rings which appear in Goldie's theory. And the idea is that for any, okay, this is a bigger ring, look it this way for instance, and you have that S is contained in the invertible elements of J sub S, and for any, say, Q of J sub S, the denominators meet the set of the monad that you are making invertible. So this is essentially the same definition that has appeared in different forms. And the necessary condition to get this kind of ring of quotients is that S should satisfy the Diore condition, which was first displayed by Martinez and also later by Bohm, which essentially means that for any, okay, if I can say, for any, how can I put that? Okay, for any K inner ideal of J and any A of J, which this intersection is non-zero, means that this intersection is non-vacuous. This one is non-vacuous too. So this is the condition. And in the case J is non-degenerate, one can show that the set of inner ideals that meet S are, this is a set of dense inner ideals, and the kind of the Jordan ring of fractions is in fact a ring of fractions in our sense. So this is another example of the same situation, just for non-degenerate, of course. And my last example is the following. So this is number 5. Okay, the central closure and the extended central closure are both ranks of quotients. Okay. So this embraces several important constructions, and so therefore it may be useful to have this general maximal ring of quotients. And to construct that, what I will outline is the structural approach that was already mentioned by Kevin. So since we are working with a Jordan algebra that have dense inner ideals, just from the beginning they are non-degenerate, so we can apply the structure theory, and so I will draw the same picture that Kevin did. We are using Zelmanov results. We have the PI and the PI and the Hermitian case. And this is the Z is for Zelmanov. Okay. And in fact, this is for a strongly prime, but for non-degenerate, to be more precise, what you have is subdirect decomposition of J into a PI part and a Hermitian part, which are well related to J. I will not enter in details. So the idea is to go to the PI case, to go to the Hermitian case, to glue them together and to get the algebra class. So I will outline. What happens first in the PI case? How can we get the algebra of quotients? So here we must deal with a PI Jordan algebra, non-degenerate PI Jordan algebra, and the main facts are the following. First, look at my notes. If I know the order, I should say that. Yeah. Well, first, if K is dense, then K is itself a non-degenerate algebra because of that condition, the definition. So it's a non-degenerate NPI. So by a result by Fernandez, Lopez, Garciados, and myself, which was already mentioned by Jose, this implies that the weak center of J, that is the elements whose U operator and V operator belongs to the centroid of J, of K, is non-zero. So this is the first fact, important fact. The second important fact is a generalization of a result, which was also proved by Angela and his fellows, which is that if Q is an algebra of quotients of J, in my sense, then the weak centroid of the two algebras were related. So this means that every dense inner ideal contains an element of the centroid of the big algebra, because since J is an algebra of quotients of K, as I mentioned, then what we get joining these two assertions is this one. Okay? And this in particular implies that any dense inner ideal in a PI algebra, in a non-degenerate PI algebra, must contain an essential ideal, in the usual sense. So So these are really the densinor ideals in the PI case. Anyway, what I need now, well, this leads us to the following construction, which I will mention briefly. And this is as follows. Okay, so take J a non-degenerate PI algebra. Well, in fact, the construction can be done for any non-degenerate algebra with an additional condition I will mention right now. Set gamma for its centroid. And then you can consider in gamma the filter of ideals which have zero annihilator, that means which are essential. Gamma is a reduced ring because J is nice, non-degenerate. So you can consider that filter of ideals. And as usually in associative or even commutative theory, you have a functor which takes every module to some other module, which is its localization. In particular, J is a gamma module and we can construct its module of fraction or quotient, which is just a limit of homomorphisms of modules of the ideals of gamma into J, to the module J. And this can be given a structure for Jordan algebra, which is an interesting thing. Well, the element here, typical element here is something like this. So this means equivalence class. This is a mapping, a homomorphism from this essential ideal of gamma into J. So this is the equivalence class. It's just two of them are equal if they coincide in their common domain. Okay. And if you have an element of this kind, and you have another element of this kind, you want to construct their Jordan product, and you can do it in the following way. So first take kind of the right ideal like this, which turns out to be a condensed, alpha square, and define H in the ideal I prime L into J, which takes H takes, well, a typical element here is something like alpha square lambda, where alpha belongs to I and lambda belongs to L, and you define it as this is J this way. Okay, so this is well defined. This gives it a structure of a Jordan algebra. Of course, all that has to be checked. And the important thing, well, of course, to construct that, what you need is that J is non-singular as a gamma module, which is always the case if J is PI, and it's always the case, for instance, also if J is strongly prime. So what you get is the algebra of quotients. That the first theorem says that QF J is the maximal algebra of quotients of J if J is a PI non-degenerate Jordan algebra. So this leads us to the Hermitian case. So we are assuming here that there is a Hermitian ideal. Free Jordan algebra or special free matter, such that it's not annihilated in J, which is an undergenerate Jordan algebra. So in particular, this implies that J is special. So we can take a start-height envelope, associative And the idea is that we can translate the problem into an associative problem, and then go back to the Jordan algebra. And to for that to work, the key result is the following, which can be stated in a quite neat form, but is rather, its proof is it's rather involved, and says that in that situation, if k is tense, then the ideal, say, right ideal, are generated by k is tense as a right ideal R, and the direction, if I don't know, n is a right ideal of R which is tense, then this is a tense ideal of our original Jordan algebra. And this is what allows us to construct the algebra of quotients. I will not go into details because I have no time. But in particular, I just wanted to mention that once you have the maximal algebra of quotients, you get maximal algebras of quotients in the Martindale sense, and also you get the Jordan algebras of fractions, since both are particular cases of our algebra of quotients. You can find them inside our maximal algebra of quotients. So that's all. Thank you.